Well, hallelujah and praise the Lord. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Wednesday morning. It's December the 10th in the wonderful, wonderful year of our Lord, 5775. And on the secular calendar, it's December 10th. It's 2014. God is able. Amen. He has brought us through the past day, he's brought us through the past night, and now we are presented with the gift of a new day in which we can show forth his glory. Please join me. By the way, thank you for joining us, and so many of you are just quite early and on time. It gives my heart joy to see that. I'm encouraged. You're waiting and ready, as in the case of an appointment to see someone that is of importance. I remember yesterday I had a meeting with, I was due to have a meeting, and did have a meeting, in fact, scheduled to have a meeting, an appointment with an important person. And I made sure I was up and early. I was on time, even though they ran a little bit late because of a meeting that they were in that detained them just a little longer. But the satisfaction of knowing that I honored this person by being on time. And that's what we're doing today when we keep our appointment. What we have is an appointment with the most important person ever in the universe. He is the creator of the universe. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And when we can be on time for that, it sends a strong message that we honor that person. And it's none other than our Father, God, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our King. Welcome once again. Thank you for joining us. And please join me as we go before His throne, asking and requesting admittance and His presence. And of course, He welcomes us. Father, we thank You on this day. It's a day that You've created and You've given it to us. When we think of that, this day has never, ever been before. Never. It's totally new. And it must be a gift because we're in it. And we are therefore rejoicing because You've allowed us the life and the breath to be in it, to be moving. And it's in You that we have our movement. It's in You that we live and move. And we are so joyous today because You've given us that liberty. We thank You for our health and we thank You for our strength. There are so many today that may be yet alive but are unable to move, unable to get up, unable to stand. You've given us that strength and that ability, that opportunity, not only to get up and to stand, but to speak, to think on and reflect on Your great love and Your great mercy. We have many trials and temptations, but we know you bring us through all of them victoriously. Our confidence is high in You because of what Christ has done and the empowerment and the authority that He has given to us. We're not scared. We're not afraid of all the things that the enemy has plotted against your people and against us, against life and liberty, because we know that you are on the throne. You watch over us. You are our keeper. We thank you for all our prayer partners that are with us live and those that will be streaming this prayercast later on. We pray that the Holy Spirit would use this prayercast as a tool to grow us, equip us, and to move us forward in you in kingdom righteousness, and that your righteousness would continue to spread across the earth from the east to the west, from the north to the south, to the utmost parts of the earth, so that your name is glorified. We thank you today for admitting us into your courts, and we do praise you. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us. You're so faithful and gracious, and you're obviously committed to honoring the Lord at the very first of the day. This is the first hour of the biblical day, the very first hour. And to honor God in this way is to acknowledge that He is truly Lord. Well, I would like to share scripture portions with you quickly. You know, this idea of prayer it's a two-way conversation. And, of course, we have praise and we have prayer requests on our hearts. And we want to speak with the Lord and to Him. But then He wants to speak to us. So where do we get His words? Right out of His Word. And we are looking now at Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 30. Let us listen to what the Lord is saying to us. It never changes, not even one jot or tittle. It's there. Verse 28, Mark chapter 12, and we're reading to verse 30, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Then one of the scribes came up and listened to them, disputing with one another, and noticing that Jesus answered them fitly and admirably, he said, "Which commandment is first and most important of all in its nature?" Jesus answered, "The first and principal one of all commands is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God out of and with your whole heart, and out of and with all of your soul, your life, and out of and with all of your mind, with your faculty of thought and your moral understanding, and out of and with all of your strength. This is the first and principal commandment.'" We're focused today on accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. It's a yoke. We have to have a yoke. The purpose of our lives is to bear and carry, be attached to a yoke. Life itself is a yoke. But then life has purpose, and the purpose is the yoke. So Jesus told his listeners, he said, "Take my yoke upon you. for my burden is light. We all have to have a yoke. Now, we were under a tremendous yoke before in our encounter with Christ. Had a yoke of sin and death to which we were attached. Could not get detached from without his help. And so what we did was, with his help, we exchanged that yoke, which was heavy, for one that was much lighter. And that's the yoke of salvation, entrance into the kingdom of light, being bearers of light. Oh, we could stop right there. We can have church on that one. However, we won't stop there. So we are told that the greatest commandment is that we are to love the Lord, like God, our God, that is, with all of our heart, and with all of our soul, and with all our mind, and with all our strength. That's the yoke of the kingdom. Then in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 3 through 5, again in the Amplified Version, it says, "Hear therefore, O Israel, and be watchful to do them." It's talking about God's commandments. "That it may be well with you, and that you may increase exceedingly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, the only Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and with your entire being and with all your might." That's from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hearing what the Lord is saying to us now. And then there's Psalm chapter 72 in verse 19. In the Amplified Version, it reads thus: "Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." Well, those are the principles governing the yoke of the kingdom of God that we are to take on. And it's never accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven is a way of saying, "God is my king. I will serve no other." It says we submit to his rulership and authority. Therefore, accepting God's authority and loving instructions as he's just given us is not something one does only once in life. Rather, our resolve to remain loyal to God and to heed him must be renewed every single day. So we're here today to present ourselves humbly before him. Thank you for joining us. God bless you richly as we commit ourselves once again to having God be our King, pledging that we will serve no other. And we must do that daily. Just as sure as we receive a brand new day, you and I have never had this day before. The world has never, whether or not it recognizes him or not, it's never had this day before. This day is right out of the box. People will be opening presents, celebrating Christmas. Can't wait to open up the box, tearing up the wrappers. Now, that's what I would do anyway. That's what I do. Can't wait to get into it. Some people, like my wife, would gingerly peel back the tape and unfold it. No, I'm like, my fingers are all over it, tearing it up. I want to get into the box, see what's new, what's fresh. Well, this is what this day is. And our hearts, I'm sure, are filled with thanks. Well, we're committing and accepting ourselves to committing and accepting the yoke of the kingdom of God afresh today. Thank you and welcome to you on this Wednesday morning, December 10th. Well, I have a praise report, and it may sound mundane, but for me to be kept through the previous day and the following night and be able to move and get up on a day like today, that is grace. That is mercy. For me, personally, that's my observation, and I'm thankful. I'm praising Him for that. Because right now, there's someone that I know that's a pastor, loves the Lord, a servant of the Lord. His name is Reverend Thibaut. And just on yesterday, we received news that he was rushed to the hospital. He had two strokes back to back. So he's now in the hospital. That's as of yesterday, around about 3 o'clock. That was the news that was conveyed to me concerning Reverend Thibaut's condition. And we were asked to pray for him, that he would be raised up once again, made whole, and able to continue to walk among the living, serving the Lord, showing forth His glory. Let us pray for Reverend Thibaut right now. These things happen, and so we can never take our well-being for granted. We're to open our mouths, because that's where praise comes from. The source is the heart, and the mouth expresses. The mouth takes the air around us and modulates it so that praise is sounded to the glory of God. It's not something we just think about. We actually do it, and we have the members in order to do it, such as our tongue. Life is that serious and that demanding. Father, we thank you that we can gather around your throne, in your courtroom. We can gather before your throne. We have this opportunity to bow our hearts, bow ourselves, acknowledging your greatness, your authority, and that you are truly King. And we cannot help ourselves. Every breath that we take, every moment that we are awake, it's because of your sustaining power. We cannot take credit for any of that. We can only bow in humble acknowledgement before your majesty. your greatness and your glory. So today we acknowledge all of that because it's an awesome gift to us. And so today, Lord, we thank you for what you've done for us, how you've raised us up. And today we want to lift up our brother, Reverend Tibau. You know the situation, you know his condition. We're sure about that because nothing goes outside of your notice because you're everywhere. You're omnipresent. You know everything. You're omniscient. You are everywhere all at once. We pray for this servant that you would touch him and comfort him even now in his battle for life and for health, that you would bring to his awareness, his consciousness, all of the promises that you've kept, that you've made in your word, that he has stood on. Stir his innermost being, whether he's unconscious or conscious, stir in his spirit right now. Cause a storm of confidence and reassurance that he is cared for and that you care for him. We speak peace right now. We send it right to his hospital room, right to his bed where he lays, even now. Your angels, your ministering angels are surrounding his bed, guarding the entrance to his room. And that the death angel is restricted in the name of Jesus. Bless this man. We speak peace also to and on behalf of his family, who right now are stressed and are reaching for help. Take their hand. Guide them. Comfort them with your presence. In Jesus' name, by whose stripes we are healed. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What would we do had we not the access and the ability to appeal to the one and only God, Jehovah, one and only Jehovah. Amen. Well, if you would like to have your voice heard, you would like to shout, say amen, or give a praise report, or offer a request before the Lord, we are here to join you, be encouraged. Just press the button 1 on your telephone, and your line would be live so that you can be heard. Do not hesitate. It's an opportunity. An opportunity to use your members, which includes the tongue, to speak. God has given us this day today. And what do we do with it? We open it up. It's a gift. And we can only do so by our actions. We can't do so by thinking about it. We have to say thanks. Stretch forth our arms and take the gift. That's what I would do if someone is giving me a gift. And I would accept it and I would be thankful. I see your signal, and we accept your offer to speak, to sound a voice. And so you're on. Just go ahead and speak. 0918.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That has given my spirit to praise the Almighty God for His goodness, for all that He's done for us, for His mercy and His grace that is new every morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm grateful.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful for the things you've done for me. You've been faithful and merciful. All of my sins you forgave me. I could never, ever praise you.
Thank you for your mercy upon us.
Yes.
Thank you for
done,
Lord God. Even when we don't even recognize it, Lord, we're not aware of it, Father. We thank you that you're working behind the scenes, Lord God. You're touching our lives, Lord God. You're turning things around. Oh, God, today you're putting your hand against the forces of the enemy. Hallelujah, Lord. This morning we come before you with grateful hearts. This morning, Lord God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Healing us, oh God, for healing our minds, for healing our bodies, oh God. We thank you this morning for our life, oh God. We pray, oh God, that our hearts, oh God, and our minds could be right with you, Lord God. You said our righteousness is filthy rags. Oh God, but this morning we pray that we become righteous in your sight, Lord God, but your righteousness. Oh, Almighty God, today we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord God, this morning. For every fiery dart of the enemy, Lord God, we just thank you, thank you. Father, we don't have the words this morning to say thank you, God, but lift up our hearts, oh God. We lift our voices to praise you, man. Come on, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He is worthy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. You're worthy. Oh, yes, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify you, God. We magnify your name. Oh, mighty God, this morning, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You are an awesome God.
We bless your name,
Lord. You are an awesome God. You have been faithful, oh God, and we thank you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord God, we thank you that we can stand on your word. We thank you we can stand on all of your promises, oh God, because they are yea and amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you. We magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt you today, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord. Glory
to
your name, Lord.
Glory
to your name, Lord.
Praise
the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. You know, like mine this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
the Lord says,
thank you, Lord.
In His word, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Notice it doesn't say think so. It says say so. He is worthy. Hallelujah.
The worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we speak it, the enemy is able to see and know that we know who our God is and that we know to whom we belong. That's because we are saying so, not thinking so, saying so. And someone said on yesterday, they're not going to let the rocks cry out in their place. They're going to give Him praise, and we're encouraged to do that. We have breath. There are people right now that are scrounging around to get their oxygen tank so they can attach to it to get breath.
Jesus.
We reserve breath that we have, which is really His. It's not ours. And we reserve it. Don't feel the need and necessity to praise Him in the midst. Listen to this, saint. We have to catch the larger picture. I mean, I'm feeling the sense. I'm sensing the presence of the Lord mightily here. We have to catch the larger picture. When we open our mouths today, we are joining a multitude that is worldwide, presently in time, right now. There are people around the world that are praising God right now. Now, and our voices are joined to those. That's one instance. The second part of this that we have to catch is that what we are doing now at the first hour of the day has been done for thousands of years, beginning in Israel.
Jesus.
Thousands of years.
Jesus.
And we know of others that are praying right now. Other saints are praying right now. So to connect to the larger picture is what this is about. This is not about our little prayer corner.
Jesus.
This is about connecting to the multitudes that are now before God. Help us, Lord, to see. Open the eyes of our hearts. Yes. Open the eyes of our hearts. Please, Lord, that we will see You. Open the eyes. Remove the veil. Remove the darkness
open
so
up
that
your
we
mouth
can
and pray Him.
See.
Open up your mouth and pray Him.
So that we can see. Yes. Help us.
Jesus.
Our hearts are yet closed.
Jesus.
We yet refuse to bring the sacrifice. And it's praise in our hearts that we may see. Yes.
Jesus.
Help us. We want to bless us in a greater way. But we want the thanks and appreciation for what you've already done.
Yes,
you've already done something, Lord. We here only do what we want you to do, and yet are unable to give you praise for what you've already done. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you on this morning, God. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. Yes, Lord. We praise your name. We bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're able to get up.
Yes, Lord.
We're on our way to do the business that we have proposed today. We're not on our way to the hospital.
Jesus.
And even if we were, we have hope for healing and deliverance. Because you are our healer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Open the eyes of our hearts that we may see what is right before us.
Hallelujah.
Be done and who you are. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. And for those things that are unseen, the dangers that are seen and unseen, thank you already for keeping us. Hallelujah. If you're moved to give God thanks right now, just press the button 1 on your phone and your line will be live so that you can be heard. Because God has awakened you today so that your voice can be heard across the earth. And this is exactly what this prayer cast is about. There are people whose faith would be strengthened and lifted up and would give God glory because they're hearing your voice testify, praising Him for what He has done. And the only people that are silent are those that are dead, that are unable to speak from the grave. The rest of us are to give praise, bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we have formed the house by getting up early in this first hour. For those of you who have not heard, the government has sent out an alert to all law enforcement, local and national, there's a terror alert, so to speak, at least as of last night, that's what it was. And I suppose it still is. You and I have this authority, this permission, this relationship with Yeshua, Christ, Jesus, so that we can go before the Father and petition the Father for safety for our nation. But I trust that this makes sense to us. You crossing a bridge, well, you don't want anyone to blow the bridge up while you're crossing. That's what we're asking for. This is the day. It's a bridge to tomorrow, if God allows tomorrow. And I believe He will. This is the bridge today. So we're asking for safety on this bridge today. Because there is terror out there. Let's visit Psalm 91, chapter 4. I'm sorry, Psalm 91, verse 4 and 6. Or 2, 6. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. Yes. the terror is real. So let us stand with the other saints around the world that are praying right now. Let us join our hearts, our faith, and our power of agreement with theirs. Father, we pray today, and we thank you that your word has promised us that you will cover us with your pinions, and we'll be under your wings. And we trust you, and we find refuge in you today. Your truth and your faithfulness are a great shield and a buckler to defend us against every work of the adversary, every dark work. We thank you for the protection that you've given to us. Father, today you're protecting us as we go about our business. You're protecting our children as they go to school. You're protecting our grandchildren as they're in school, going to and from. All of our loved ones, your wings are spread as the great eagle over its young ones, and you're protecting us. Well, because of that, we will not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders and strategies of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that comes to surprise and lay waste at noonday. We thank you for the protection right now. Cause the eye of the law enforcement to be sharp and quick. Cause their feet to be speedy in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for your being present and we having access before your throne. Strengthen us, open the eyes of our hearts, that we may see you. Strengthen us with the courage to act. Act above and beyond. Help us to be so aware and conscious that we're acting and required to act on your behalf because of you. And it's because of you that we have the opportunity to act. We have the privilege and we have the authority. Thank you on this day. Have your way in us, with us, and through us today. May the earth and everywhere that we go today be blessed because of what you've done in our lives on this day, already on this day, that you've quickened us, added life to our lives, opening the eyes of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we pray today. Thank you for this wonderful time that you've given to us. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Thank you for all our prayer partners. And thank you for speaking to us right from your word to encourage and to enliven our hearts. Have your way even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Keep your hearts open, because he's opening our hearts even now so that we could see. That's his plan. That's his purpose. Oh, he's not done with you or me. Isn't that wonderful? that there's yet more to come. Have a blessed day today. May God bless you, quicken you. May His grace be unto you mightily. Amen and amen. And we'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. God bless you today richly. Amen.